As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Stockyard in Brighton. This is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Heater Perrell.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Stockyard in Brighton. Oh, boy, a resounding applause. I love it. It's even louder when you're 4-1, Bill O'Brien.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. This is a great crowd. We got legends in the crowd.
Yes, well, there's legends
Coach
everywhere.
Gallup, Coach York here. It's a great crowd here tonight.
Let's not forget number 57, Pete Cronin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and we have I don't need
the legendary Pete Cronin sitting to my right.
Leave it there.
Really?
Pete was at practice today. He was chomping at the bit to get in there. We worked a lot of special teams.
I was ready to I told you I'm a long snapper. I talked to you a long snapper. I said, I used to do that job.
No question.
Why not?
I would have feared for Pete's life, though, if I threw him in there today at practice.
The intensity level was
up. I bet.
It was up.
I would say that's my takeaway. Lots of energy in practice today. Lots of enthusiasm.
A lot of juice.
Better than the alternative.
Yes, it is. Well, certainly the Stockyard is a great host. They're always here for us every Thursday night. You get your steak tips. You get your ribs. You get your pasta. You name it, you have it. And, of course, the shrimp, of course.
The shrimp? I mean, all you can eat shrimp.
Is it on Bill O'Brien's tab tonight or what?
It's like but the couple weeks ago when we stayed and we had the
the smorgasbord.
Oh man!
Oh, that was
smorgasbord of beef.
No, yes, it was.
That was unbelievable.
Well done. I mean,
that was awesome.
Trust us.
That was a cool night.
It was a great night and great day against Western Kentucky, despite some anxious moments. I want to ask you first of all, 21-20. Are you having heart palpitations at the end of the game?
I would say heart palpitations started at the beginning of the game when we kicked the first kickoff out of bounds. You know, like we have to start these games better. You know, these kids are great kids. They work very hard, but we and coaches too. Like we're all in it together, and we have to work hard to get off to a faster start. If we dip our toe in the water down in Charlottesville, it'll be a long day. So you know, it's a noon game, another noon game this week, and we have to get going. These guys have practiced very well this week. I would say this has been one of our better weeks of practice, and they're very in tuned. But we need it. All that matters is what happens on game day, and we got to be ready to go right from the start.
Now you've got a long and storied career as a coach, many levels, and have you been here before with a team that seems to struggle out of the box?
Oh yeah, definitely dealt with a lot of different types of teams over the years. You know, look, sometimes, you know, I would say in the Western Kentucky game, I really do give Western Kentucky a lot of credit. I mean, they had a good scheme on both sides of the ball, and we have to adjust faster. I feel like at halftime we've done a pretty good job of adjusting, but we got to adjust a little bit faster than that and give, like I said, give Western Kentucky credit. They're a good football team. I know what happened against Alabama. They have about 35 transfers from, you know, the Power Four conferences on their team, and they have a lot of guys that are going to have a chance to play pro football. It was a tight game. We knew it would be a tight game, and our guys really fought hard. That's the best thing about it. I know everybody focuses on the start, and you're right, but in the end, we won the game. We came back and fought. Thank God we got Donovan Ezeraku on our team, and you know, we came back, and he controlled the game in the second half, and we were able to, you know, win the game.
That was probably a top five defensive performance that Pete and I have seen. We saw Luke Kuechly, and you could probably say that every week about him, but yeah. The numbers that Ezeraku put up, 14 tackles, 9 solos, 4 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, defensive player of the week. Why was he effective?
He's a very smart player. He's very prepared. He's played a lot of football here. He's seen a lot. He really studies the offense. He studies the guys that he's going to go against. He studies formations. He studies tendencies. He just is a very bright guy. We always say in the staff meeting, we're always like, wish we had him for longer because this is it for him. But at BC, but he's got a great future in the NFL. Every really, you know, excellent player that I've been around. You know, if you go back to, like, as you know, the great Patriot teams that had Willie and Mike and Teddy, and then, you know, I go to the Texans, you got Watt and Brian Cushing and Whitney Merciless. They all had great timing. They knew when a play needed to be made. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You can't coach that. And I think that Donovan did a good job of, you know, I know I got to make a play right here, and he came up big and made a big play, and then Rooks was right there to scoop it up, which was good.
Now, the defensive line collectively, got to give Jeff Commission some credit. He's the D-line coach. This group is playing their representative. They're making a difference.
Yeah, they play hard. They play hard. I think that's the thing. I mean, we have to play for 60 minutes. You know, we can't play for, you know, 58 minutes. That's going to be especially true in this game on Saturday. This is a very good Virginia team. They're 3-1. They got a big, big day ahead of them down there. They got homecoming. They got their 1989 team coming back with, you know, Chris Slade, as you remember, was a draft pick, a top draft pick of the New England Patriots, and, you know, he's leading the charge down there. It's going to be a tough environment, but the D line plays hard, and that's how D lines have to be. You know, if you think back to the great D lines in BC history, those guys had some very, very tough guys up front, and we're trying to live up to that. You know, we're trying to live up to, you know, those defensive lines over the years. If you go back to, you know, when Coach Gallup was here and Mike Ruth and, you know, the Boses, and then you go to the Hovans, and you go to the, you know, Joe Marinaro's dad, Mike Marinaro. You go to all these defensive lines over the years. I mean, they played hard. They played 60 minutes, and we need to continue to do that. It's going to be a big thing for us moving forward.
The touchdown that Jerram Bradley scored was one of the probably best throws I've seen in a long time. That was a heck of a throw by Grayson James, who matured, you said, throughout the week. He played a much better second half. But do you hope to get Bradley more involved as you move down the stretch?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, I think these guys work. The receivers work very hard. They're very well coached. Darryl Wyatt does a good job of them. You know, sometimes whether it's coverage or rush or whatever it might be, it's hard to get the guy the ball as much as you want. You know, that play that Grayson and Jerram made on Saturday, you know, Grayson does a great job of throwing on a run. That's one of the things he does very well. It's a great throw because it was tightly covered.
It was.
And JB, they played together in high school, so they have a pretty good knowledge of each other. And, you know, JB made a great play. I don't know about his celebration. We talked about that on
the podcast.
Yeah, the celebration was like, I said, JB, what in the world is that? We're not doing that anymore.
That might draw a flag.
I love JB. He's a good dude, but like I was like, hey, man.
A couple of years ago, we had a guy who's in the NFL now. You can probably figure out who it was. Actually took a bow after a big play and got the 15, got the flag on him, personal foul.
Well, I would say that Deion Branch is one of the best players I ever coached, and he used to take a nice bow after scoring touchdowns. He scored many touchdowns for the Patriots.
We should have protested.
But we did. In all seriousness, we got a memo from the ACC this week about celebrations relative to shooting a gun. And so you better not shoot a gun, because if you shoot a gun, it's going to be 15 yards, and for us, you'll be done. We're not doing that. That's not something that we're going to do at Boston College.
Yeah.
No.
But that's about being smart. It kind of falls into that category about playing smart and not playing being
that's
selfish
right.
and celebrate, but in good taste.
That's right. I think one of the things we've done a really good job of is, so far, knock on wood, that these guys have played pretty disciplined football for the most part. I'm not saying it's been perfect, but and we have to continue that because we have to win all those little battles in order to win the game.
Halftime, you were animated with our Scott Muchen. I said,
I love Scott.
This is the Bill O'Brien indicator.
It's a BC
right?
guy. He knows
when the arms go wide.
That's
a tell.
That's a tell. He's got four aces.
Yes.
I was having a hard time accepting what had happened in the first half.
It was authentic, Bill.
Yeah. No. I mean, look. I just think we have to get off to a better start.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's a lack of effort or anything like that. I think coaches and players alike, we have to do a better job of, okay, this is how they're going to attack us today, or, you know, this is what they're doing against our offense today. You know, we've got to be able to adjust, and the players need to be able to get going too.
We'll get into Virginia coming up. It's the Eagles and the Cavaliers coming up on Saturday at noon. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. Stick around.
Another legend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience. Spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. The Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
And welcome back to the BC Football Show. Great to have the Gridiron Club here again. Paul Criscione, fresh off his... He's not here tonight.
Yeah, where's Paul?
He's Naples.
Jeez, nice to be Paul.
Holy cow.
That's Naples, Florida, not Naples,
say, is that
Italy.
Naples, Italy?
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for clarifying that for us.
I don't think they'd let him into Italy.
They might not.
Or let him out, for that matter. Who knows?
We'll let him back to Missouri after his football adventure there. But John Merlesina is here.
Yep.
Thank you, John, for representing the Gridiron Club. And, yes, the legends. You mentioned Barry Gallup.
Yep.
You got Jerry York. We got
Coach
Mike
York.
We got Mike Panos.
You got Mike Panos.
Yes.
Place is crawling.
Who was recruited by Coach Gallup to Boston College.
Barry Gallup recruited stars.
Stars. Legends. That's why he's a legend. He understood early in his career that the correlation between good coaching and good players is a big deal. He did a great job coaching, too.
No question about
that. He was
my
position coach for 3 years.
That's when I was growing up, those were the BC teams. You know, I was, like I always tell you guys, 12, 13 years old, and those guys were
– Yep.
You know, just awesome. The offenses and the defenses and the games that they played and the bowl games and the, I went to a few games. My dad, like I always say, took me to a few games, and that was very cool. Very cool to watch those teams.
You told the Bill Romanowski story on the podcast.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. So Mike was being recruited. I think Mike was probably a junior at St. John's Prep, or maybe even, I don't know, he might have been a sophomore, and we got invited down only because of him, because he was a great player at the Prep, and so he brought a couple of us with it. So it was me and him and, you know, George Delaney and another guy, Eric Pentman, that we're friends with, and we all went down, and they were in winter workouts at the old Plex. And I remember Coach Gallup brought us as a group, and he came up to us and, you know, hey, how you guys doing, blah, 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 great to have you here. Well, great to have Mike here was, I mean, I don't think he even knew who the hell we were. But he said, watch that guy over there. See that guy right there? He's running around the track, and he's winning every sprint. I'll never forget this. He's winning every sprint. The guy was like 6'4", 6'5", you know, and he was definitely winning. He's a young player. He's going to be a great player. It was Bill Romanowski.
Oh, my goodness.
He said his name is Bill Romanowski. I'll never forget that.
Wow.
And he was like, pretty, you know, sprinting around. They were doing like whatever, hundreds around the track or 400s or whatever, and he was winning every one.
Talent scout, Barry Gallup.
No question.
No question about that.
Best of all time.
There's going to be a lot of talent on the field Saturday at Scott Stadium. BC hasn't been down there in 4 years. Last time they went, it was COVID. You remember this game.
Yeah.
Dennis Grossell, BC record, 520 yards passing.
Wow.
520.
Nice.
Doug Flutie's all-time single-game record. It was a shootout, but probably not that type of game. It seems like when I look at both of these teams, they seem very similar. Is that true?
Yeah, I think these are two very similar teams. You know, I think that Tony Elliott, I've known him for a long time. He does a great job. He's been there, I think, 3 or 4 years, whatever it is. No, he came in 20 or 21 maybe, so he's been there for a little bit. But he's done a great job. They do a really good job on defense. They've got some really good players. They have a great safety. They have a really good defensive end. They've got a really good defensive tackle, an excellent inside linebacker. We got a big challenge ahead of us. And then I would say defensively, they have a quarterback that's excellent. He can run around. He you know, we're going to have to keep him in the pocket. They have an ability to run the ball. Then they have two really good receivers that will play on Sundays that I think, you know, are going to give us a big challenge. But, you know, we've had a good week. We're ready. You know, we're homecoming for them. So, you know, let's go down there and let's be ready to go right from the start and see what happens.
Okay, Jeopardy question. Who said this? Be physical, be dominant, run first.
I don't know.
Sounds like something you might say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I would say that at sometimes, but I think the passing game needs to improve. I thought Tommy had a really good week this week. I thought he had a great day today. And, you know, I think we've got to do a good job of going down there and being very balanced, you know, being balanced. That's going to be big. And we can't just, you know, go down there and try to think that we're just going to pound the rock, you know, 50, 60 times and think we're going to be able to beat Virginia. We got to be balanced and you know, we got to do some different things and see what happens.
Well, even last week, a little unbalanced early with the backup quarterback in there. He was kind of getting his feet underneath him. Primarily run, struggled a little bit. Second half, come on, started to throw the ball around. Things changed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Grayson is a very poised, very smart guy, great BC guy. He transferred in. He's a really good student. He came out in the beginning of the game, hadn't played in a while. He was hurt himself, so it was coming off of injury. And threw a bad interception. He's trying to throw the ball away, throw it at the feet. And he threw a bad interception, but he didn't really let it affect him. He didn't go in the tank. We got a lot of guys that don't go in the tank. They just keep playing. And we need more guys like that. You know, it's a 60-minute game. I showed these guys the Georgia-Alabama game on Sunday. You know, it's a 60-minute game. The game is never over, right? You got to play every play, right? You can't determine the game in the first quarter. The game's not determined in the first quarter. You got to play the whole game. And you can't be sulking and, you know, drop your head and all that. You got to compete your butt off and that's what Grayson did, and I think that's a good sign for our team moving forward.
You said all week that the rest of the way, buckle up. It's going to be a grinder. It's going to be a battle against every team on your schedule.
Yeah,
they're very the margin of error is slim.
No doubt, every team, every team that we play is a good football team, well coached. I got a lot of it. I'm really, to be honest with you, I'm very tired of hearing about all the conference stuff. Like, you know, I look at our schedule. I coach in the Big Ten. I coach in the SEC. So I've seen it all. And the ACC has a very, very tough football conference.
Yeah.
And we'll go into every game. We'll have a shot to win. And if we don't play discipline and we don't play the way we should play as a BC football team, then we'll have a shot to lose. So we have to do a great job every single
day. Well, you talk about conferences. Does a good conference have a dominant team that is in the national championship race every year and everybody else is kind of okay? Or is it a good conference where anybody can beat anybody any Saturday?
I think that's what it is, Pete. That's a great point. A great question. Like, I think from top to bottom, whatever you want to call the bottom, I probably shouldn't say it that way, but like, you have strong teams. When I was in the SEC and when I was at Alabama, I don't want to mention any names, but there were certain teams we would play. I mean, it was over at halftime. I don't think that really happens that much in the ACC. I think that it's a very competitive.
Very rare. We haven't seen it.
It's a battle
ever.
With a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches.
Yep.
And I have a strong belief in the ACC.
No, and I think Virginia's kind of been a little bit of an outlier the last couple of years, but you mentioned the talent they have.
Yeah.
Calandria, I think, is similar to Castellanos. They share some traits, don't they?
Yeah, they both run very well. Both have, strong arms, very instinctive players. You can tell they lead their team. They lead with their competitiveness. Virginia has a lot of graduate guys that are playing for them. Some guys transferred in. Some guys have been there. So they've got a veteran team at a lot of different positions. And, so do we. So we have to be ready to go.
Calandria is an interesting guy because after talking to their folks, he's very talented. Obviously, he's got a great arm. He commands a presence in the huddle. He's the boss. He gets it. But he is accused of occasionally trying to do too much. And God, that'll happen with a young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think these guys are competitors. I mean, I remember, there was a guy named Andrew Luck in the NFL that we used to play twice a year when I was in Houston that never thought the play was over. And never. Like, he would be getting dragged down and still trying to throw the ball down the field. He was a great competitor. And these guys, a lot of these guys in college, they remind me of that. They never believe that the play's over, but sometimes the play is over.
Yeah.
I told Lewis Bond this week, I said, Lewis, have you ever heard the phrase, the journey's over? Like, the journey was over on a couple of these plays.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that, when he tried to jump the guy, and Lewis is an awesome player and he's going to come back strong, but like, what do we do? We don't need to jump somebody. Hey, let's take the 6-yard gain, see second and
gave
four.
Gave us a good Edmund Moses reference. You remember him?
Yeah, the hurdler.
Exactly.
Of course I remember.
It's the only hurdler I could think of.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an interesting play.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But anyways, a lot of these young guys, they're great competitors, and they don't think that the play's over. And sometimes it is over.
You have to sometimes just sit down.
But that's part of the learning experience for a lot of these fellas who are getting reps at a young age.
Yeah.
The benefit is by the time they get, maybe make a few mistakes.
Yeah, I remember I remember Gronkowski's rookie year in New England. And, he would catch the ball in the preseason and he'd try to weave around and reverse the field in the preseason games against the Buccaneers. And some guy from the Buccaneers tattooed him from behind. And I remember Bill in the next day meeting, telling him, hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you right now, this is not going to be good for your career if you keep, like, you know, taking this circuitous route to the end zone. So the journey's over.
Why would he want to weave around anybody? He could just run over people.
He did. He eventually learned that quite well.
God, I'm telling you. Defensively, you mentioned their safety was going to be a pro. They have another kid that's probably going to be a pro,
yeah.
Antonio Clary.
Yep.
What do they do? Pete's mentioned a lot throughout our broadcast about teams that stunt teams that blitz a lot with exotic blitzes. They're not that team, right?
Yeah, no, I think they play very – you know, they'll bring pressure, but it's not an exotic pressure. Of course, I say that, and, you know, the first third down we'll probably see some exotic pressure. But
maybe.
But you know, I think that they're very well coached. You know, yeah. I think that you know, they do a good job of understanding the scheme. The technique with which they play is very well coached. The safety is a very, very instinctive player. You better know where he is on every play because he can disrupt the game. So it's be a big challenge for us.
And that's their concept, is to be stout at all the points of attack and then spill to the safeties.
That's right.
Safeties come downhill. They're very
that's
aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
And they play a lot of zone behind it.
Yep.
So they keep everything in front of them.
That's
so
right.
So you go into the game, you say, maybe we can't take the top off this thing, but we'll take what they give you?
Yeah.
I think
you got to – that's right. You have to take what they give you. You can't be greedy. They're going to make you earn it down the field. I think the one thing, too, is both lines of scrimmage for us, as usual, have to have a good game. You know, our offensive line, which is really good, I believe – and our defensive line, which is really good, that you know, we have to really be ready to play. We have to have a good game up front.
And we have to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. He's Bill O'Brien. Back with more after this from our good friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy. A cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
A new era of BC football is here. Led by first-year head coach Bill O'Brien. Catch the action this fall with tickets starting as low as $10 for select games. Group tickets are also available, providing exclusive experiences, including on-field access for your youth team or organization. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement on the Heights. Secure your seats to see Bill O'Brien and the Eagles by visiting bceagles.com.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22. With extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the Campus School 5K Run and Roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campusschool.
James waits, gets the snap, play fake, back to throw at the 15, out of the pocket, looking, throwing, right corner, Bradley, got it! Flag down, he made the catch, touchdown, Boston College, looks like pass interference, Jaran Bradley is the Eagle in the end zone, BC has tied it up, pending the extra point.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter-Burrell.
All right, Jaran Bradley, the man of the hour. Despite the celebration, touchdown BC, and your second half comebacks have been something to behold. Largest fourth quarter deficit ever overcome by Boston College. For a victory.
Yeah, I mentioned that to the team. I think that's something to be proud of. I don't think that you want to make a habit of that, though. You know, but it does go to the point of, you know, I do believe, and this has to continue to play out. That's what I want to make clear to you guys is that we do have a resilient team, but we have to continue to play that way, but we can't get behind like we do the last couple of games.
If I'm on the other side looking at you guys and I'm coaching that team, that is the message. You're talking about 60 minutes. Your team is a perfect example of playing 60 minutes and finding a way to win.
We have to, yeah. I think that's the big thing about us is, you know, again, I do think if it's a back-and-forth game, that's, you know, that's what it could be. But to get down 21-7 or 17-7 or whatever, you know, we've got to kind of, you know, we got to nip that. We got to stop doing that. And, you know, hopefully we'll do that. We've spent a lot of time talking about that. This week, we've practiced that way. Let's get off to a fast start in these team periods. I've shown them a few things. I'll probably talk to you about that next week. I don't want to tell you what I've shown them. But,
gotcha.
But I think they understand what we're looking for.
We talk a lot about the offense. I think the hidden gem here is the way the defense has been playing, especially giving up points.
Yeah, I think the defense has done a really good job once the offense drives the ball and, you know, gets the ball into that fringe, into that red area, the defense has done a good job of holding them to field goals. The key for us is to make sure that, you know, why don't we get off the field on third down a little bit earlier in the drive? You know, sometimes we got these teams backed up and, you know, we allow them to drive it out. And we're definitely a field position team. So, you know, I think we can do a better job of getting off the field on third down at times, in certain times of the game, and play the field position game a little bit better.
Offensively, through five games, what are you most pleased about?
I think that they've worked hard to get better at some of the schemes that we try to run. I think they've worked hard to get better at you know, the routes and the protection. You know, it's an NFL system, Meter, so it's not an easy system to learn. I'm not saying that in a condescending way. It's just what we believe in. Will and I have a strong belief in what this offensive system looks like, and it takes preparation. I always tell Tommy, Tommy takes four classes. Tommy, this is your fifth class, man. You know, this is your fifth class, and you need to get an A in it. You know what I mean? And so it takes preparation, and I think they're learning that. Offensive line works hard. We have great leadership up front with Drew Kendall and Ozzie Trapillo, Jack Conley. You know, those guys are veteran players that do a good job of leading these guys. They have extra meetings, things like that. So I think we're on the right track, and I think that's where I'm most pleased.
Well, you touched on something that's very important but can get lost in the wash is why isn't every NFL team just loaded with guys from Alabama and from all the let's call them the blue blood programs?
Yeah.
Because a lot of those programs don't have complex systems. Place like BC has got a lot of guys in the league, and one thing that I learned having come out of the place was pro scouts love BC guys because they can learn.
No doubt. I think like I said it today earlier, you know, if I'm a pro, we get pro scouts at every
all
practice.
The time. Yeah.
Yeah, you see them there, and we open it up. We want them there because I think that helps when our kids see that helps the intensity of practice. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's been good. We just don't let them come in on the day before the game, but they can come any other time they want. And I think if you're a pro scout and you come to our practices and you watch a guy like Donovan Ezeraku, that's a guy you want in your program in the NFL.
Work ethic.
He's a very smart guy. He's a very hard worker. He's not a boastful guy. He's a BC guy. He's just a tough guy that understands how we want him to play. And, you know, I told the staff this. We were talking about recruiting because next week we're going to do a lot of recruiting. And, you know, I told him one day this summer I was driving down to the Cape and I just dialed up Chris Lindstrom. And I talked to Chris Lindstrom for about 45 minutes on the way to the Cape. And this guy wasn't recruited by a whole lot of people. He's the best guard in the NFL. So, like, you know, these are the type of guys, and we have a few of these type of guys on our team, you know, that we need to continue to find. These are the type of guys you can win at Boston College. You have to do a great job of finding these guys. The guy that did it the best is sitting right in front of us right here,
yep.
Barry Gallup. And so we have to really do a great job of recruiting and finding these guys. So,
all right, Barry, take a bow, Barry. No question. It's a funny thing about Lindstrom. Pete knows this. Came to BC at, I think, 235 pounds.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And I'll give Steve Adazio credit. He sat down with us. You remember this, Pete?
I do.
And he said to us, I guarantee you Chris Lindstrom is going to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he will be a high draft choice. Well, once we get through with him here.
And Steve was an offensive line coach, so he knew what it was supposed to look like. He had coached many really good offensive lines and at the places that he had been, so he knew what it was supposed to look like. And we have guys right now specific to that position. You know, you look at Ozzie Trapillo, and, you know, you look at the guys that we have, Drew Kendall at center, and obviously, you know, great BC families, and those guys will have a shot too.
No doubt.
But you know, I think that's the key, though. We have to continue to find these guys. They're out there, and you can win with them. And I know what you mean by blue bloods. I get it. I understand all that. But I do have a strong belief that you can win at BC if you work every single day at football and recruiting. You can find these guys.
But hasn't the formula been rare, if ever? I don't ever recall seeing a five-star recruit. Maybe there was one or two somewhere. Typically, three-star recruits who come to Boston College who develop into five stars who play at the next level.
All right, so let's just get into this, like, this three, four star thing. This is somebody sometimes in a basement that's ranking these guys. Like I don't care about stars.
Thank you. I tell
these staff all the time. I have no care in the world about this guy's gut. I had a kid named Matt McGloin at Penn State. You know how many stars he had? Zero. He played 7 years in the NFL. He was our quarterback in 2012. He was a walk-on that Joe Paterno gave a scholarship to, and we got him his last year. He led the Big Ten in passing his last year and played 6 years in the NFL. Didn't have any stars. How many stars do you think Tom Brady had coming out of high school? I don't think he had a lot of stars.
One, maybe.
Stars don't mean anything. It's what your eyes tell you on film and what your eyes and your heart and your brain tell you when you meet the guy. And when you meet him with his family, and what's his family like, and it takes a lot of work. You got to work at it, and you got to get him on campus. You know, we do a really good job so far, especially with the 25 and the 26 class of getting him on campus. We had at the Michigan State game, we had 95 recruits because Blake let us use the fish. We got the fish field house, and we had 95 recruits at the Michigan State. So now we got him on campus. You know. Have you ever – it's the most beautiful campus in the world, right? So you got this campus, and you tour them around, and then they meet the players in the locker room, and they meet the coaching staff, and they see how we do things. Like, that's what we're trying to do, because in the end, there's a lot of guys out there that would be great fits for BC.
If you're not reading 247.com, the website.
Yeah, I don't get into that. I don't go on there and look up you know, oh, this guy's got two stars. We better not recruit him. Like, I really could care less about that.
Yeah, you've said that for years.
And I was a recruiting coordinator at Georgia Tech years and years, so I know a lot of those guys. And you know, if they heard me say this, they probably wouldn't be real happy with me. But I don't really care. I don't. That's not. It's not about stars. It's about what's the fit for BC. You know, I've talked to Coach a lot about this. You know, what type of families do they come from? You know, are they families that care about the combination of education and football and giving back to the community? Like, it's a very special place, and we have to find those guys, and that's what we're working hard to do.
It's about this, the heart.
Got it. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean,
but it's heart, but you better have some talent.
Oh, obviously.
Like, you have a lot of heart.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want you playing. I don't want you playing wide receiver for us.
I read them.
Pete, you have a lot of heart. Back in the day, I wanted you, but not right now.
A long time ago in a land far away. Yes.
I have a huge heart, but nobody wants to see Billy O'Brien running out there.
What are you saying about my 5'3 40? Come on.
5'3.
Do you think he runs a 5'3"?
In a car.
I got 50 bucks right here. I think I got that's at least not that 50 fast, on me right either. Now that says he does not run a 5'3".
Well, we may have to put you on the clock.
Here's something that we're going to have Cronin meter 40-yard dash.
I'll concede. I concede.
Well, here's something we can
think. I'll drive the car.
Rich Eisen does it. NFL Network every year. Running in his suit at the combine.
Yeah, so where do you want to do it?
Hey, how about you versus Chach?
Here you go.
Oh, boy. Chach.
Wow. Yeah. I think, I don't know, Chach is on that beer diet.
Jeez.
We might be onto something here, Bill. You never know.
Yeah.
Something good, good marketing.
I always, when I'm up in front of the team, I show a lot of clips of Joe Marinaro because he's a tremendous guy and his effort is always awesome. And a lot of times he's the first guy down on the kickoff team.
Yeah.
Very often. If you watch him on Saturday, I'm telling you, if we kick off however many times, I'm telling you he's going to be the first guy down. So I always go, Joe, how fast are you? And he always goes, about a 4.8. And I always go, Joe, come on, man. And he always looks at me like, I am, coach. I'm a 4.8. And the whole team laughs. And I'm like, it's about game speed. How fast is he running during the game? Is that 4.8 that he runs the 40 in? Do we see that 4.8 on the game film? That's what we're looking to see.
Think about all the good special teamers like Cronin. They got down there. They may not be 4 or 5. Larry Izzo, great example.
Yeah, Larry Izzo worked for me in Houston, and he's a great example of that. He was a special teams captain.
Well, I learned playing special teams that fear is an amazing thing. For some people, it slows them down. In my case, it sped me up.
Yeah. Well, I always, but I do think, like, there's something called, as you probably know, like reckless abandon. You got to go out and play football with some reckless abandon, and you have to. There can't be any fear, right? There's always going to be some butterflies and things, but once the ball snapped, or the ball's kicked, you got to play with reckless abandon. And I think we have a lot of guys that try to do that.
40-yard dash. Here we go.
Oh my God, Meter.
Here we go.
Raise your hand in the stockyard right now if you want to see Meter run a 5.3 40.
Come on, let's go.
Everybody.
Look, I think we'll get get Steve Burton from WBZ. We'll come down and he'll video it for us.
Yes, we'll shoot it.
And we'll get the EMTs with the engine running.
Please stand by. Oh boy.
Bags of ice. This could make a sitcom out of this.
Dr. Doug Como, please be on.
This is a sitcom right now.
We gotta take our final timeout. I'm already tired thinking about it. This is the BC Football Show. Stick around.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes on the field, court, ice, and track. Help our students. Help our teams. Help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from, don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England. We're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
Looking to make waves with a radio ad or public presentation? Need to polish your public speaking skills? At MoVibe Productions, we specialize in crafting compelling audio and coaching talent. Our beautiful, state-of-the-art Studio G by the Sea offers the perfect creative environment for recording audio and video. From script to sound, from idea to imagery, MoVibe Productions can make it happen. Discover an ocean of success at MoVibeProductions.com.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
And we are gearing up for BC and Virginia tomorrow. Saturday, feels like tomorrow. Saturday, we are on the plane tomorrow going to Charlottesville, great college town.
Yeah, no doubt.
Outstanding campus. You can't call it a campus. They call it the grounds.
Know that, Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. I read.
Yes, they get very upset if you call it the campus.
I got a lot of history in this stadium, Meter.
I know you do.
Georgia Tech.
I know you do.
Maryland.
Some of this history you don't want to repeat.
No, yeah, it was good. Some good, some not so good. Tough place to play.
Funny, you mentioned Chris Slade. He's the defensive ends coach for Virginia.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good guy.
Coached high school down there for 10 years.
Yep.
And you look at what they do offensively. I think you mentioned their receivers, Fields and the transfer from Kent State, number 11.
And they got a transfer from Notre Dame, number 4.
Chris Tyree. Yeah, who's a running back for Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. But those guys are pretty dynamic.
Yeah.
How do you slow those guys down?
It's going to be a challenge. I mean, it's the combination of rush and coverage. It's, you know, because it all revolves around the quarterback. There's a very good system where they have good quarterback run game, good play action game. They run all kinds of empty. We're gonna have to be very alert on every play and get the call and communicate well. And we got to play hard. We got to play with better pad level up front. We got to play lower up front. We got to do a good job of understanding how we want to, you know, adjust certain coverages in the back end. And, I think we've had a good week of practice, but, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
You know, we talk about BC and smart kids and being able to do more because they're smart kids. Virginia's is a lot like BC. This is not a kind of very basic downhill, hey, we're just going to run off tackle type of a approach. So you've got to, they can throw a lot at you.
Yeah.
Which means you have to prepare, but by the same token, they have to prepare for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, like you said earlier, it's two pretty similar teams, you know, when you look at it and you look at the schemes and things like that. They do a good job. I mean, I think it's going to come down to, again, like, you know, who can play the most disciplined, who can take care of the ball, up front, who plays the best offensive line, defensive line. I think it's going to come down to third down. You know, we've got to do a better job. If we're in third and 10 all day on Saturday, it's going to be a long day. You know, and if they're in third and 2 and third and 3, then it's going to be a long day for us. So we got to keep them off schedule. We got to try to be on schedule. We got to play good in 2 minutes at the end of the half, better than we did, the last couple games. And, we just have to continue to improve. You know, We're a lunch pail team, and I tell these guys, man, we're going to wake up our pregame meal. I think Father Jack's mass is at, I think it's 7:30.
Early
mass, and I always tell these guys, like, grab a fistful of sand and eat it so you're in a bad mood when you get to the locker room. Can you imagine that? If you just took a fist. I tell the linemen always look at me. Trapillo's like, you don't really want me to do that, do you?
If it works.
Just take a fistful of sand, Ozzie. And chomp on it. That'll put you in a really bad mood by the time you show up to the stadium.
And the attitude has a lot to do with the tempo and the intensity. Yeah. And
Kendall and Trapillo, they sit right in the front row of the team meeting. I love it. They're right there every morning.
Very attentive.
Oh, yeah. They're just looking at me. And I always
say. Is he serious?
Sometimes I say some crazy stuff. And
you? No. Come on.
it's like Animal House. Belushi.
Handful of.
Hey, he's on a roll. Let him go.
I like that
yes,
one.
Yes. Blutarski.
Yeah. Mr. Blutarski.
Remember that, Mr. Blutarski? Yes. You can roll your gray right out of here. It's pick 0.0. But one thing about, hey, Virginia's got a tight end, a transfer from Harvard, and Harvard's in the house tonight.
Yeah, we got Bob Glatz here from Harvard.
Bob Glatz, yes.
A Harvard legend, a St. John's Prep legend, a Harvard legend, great guy. His dad was a legendary high school coach at St. John's Prep, Fred Glatz, awesome coach. His brother Dave Glatz, just a great family. They're tight end that transferred from Harvard. He's a good player. He's got a couple touchdown catches, and he does a good job for him. Good blocker. He's kind of like Jeremiah, you know, and Kamari, you know, that type of player, and that's a good matchup.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's you need to start early. You need to win the turnover battle. You got to be really efficient on first down.
Yeah.
You got to be really tough in the red zone.
Yeah.
You got to be three and out on defense. Yeah, what else?
Special teams we haven't talked about. Yeah. I think we have to – so this transfer, Tyree, from Notre Dame, he's their returner, punt returner and kickoff returner, got great speed. So we're going to have to do a great job of controlling him. Ivan has had a really good week for us. He's punted very well, so he'll be our punter. Liam will be our kicker, and, you know, the ball placement on the kicks is going to be big. Our coverage units, I think, do a good job, but I think the kickers are going to be big in this game, you know, where they place the ball. We have to do a good job on punt protection because they'll kind of rope-a-dope you a little bit, lull you to sleep, and then, boom, they'll go after a block. So we have to be on high alert on every snap there. We don't want to be punting all day, but when we do punt, we got to be ready. And then, we got to do a good job on punt return. We got to give Shake a little bit of room here and see if we can get some returns.
Yeah, he was a guy that came in with a lot of acclaim, Jaden McGowan. I think people probably were expecting him to be a little bit more productive at this stage of the season. Is that just a game-planning thing or what?
Yeah, no, I think he'll be productive. He's a good kid. He works very hard. The ball just hasn't gone his way. You know, that's all it is. It's not anything that he's out there a lot. It just hasn't gone his way right now.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, in the passing game, practice-wise, do you have a predetermined target in practice where you're going to throw the ball to a receiver? Quarterback knows it, receivers know it, or is it more kind of quarterback goes through his reads, makes a decision, throws the ball?
Yeah, there's certain plays where the ball is going to a certain guy. There are definitely certain plays like that, but not many. Most of it is the read, where does the read start? We train the quarterback relative to his eyes, you know, so where are your eyes starting? You know, your eyes start, you know, ball's on a hash most of the time, so it's boundary. Find the boundary corner, the boundary safety, the field safety, and the nickel. We play a lot of nickel teams that play a lot of nickel. So take a, I always say, preview, you know, survey the scene there very quickly to try to get as much pre-snap information as you can get, and then it's a read that usually is a right-to-left read or a left-to-right read, or it's a coverage read. If it's man, we're working this. If it's zone, we're working this. So that's how we do it.
And then if you've got a receiver and that has a relationship with the quarterback where there's a trust factor,
yeah,
will that quarterback know that where that receiver is in a route and maybe go there?
Yeah, there's times with that. I mean, that's developed over, you know, the off-season, spring practice, summer training is big for that, training camp. I tell the story to these guys all the time. When in New England in 2010, you guys will remember, you'll remember that we traded for Deion. We brought Deion Branch back, and yep. I'll never forget it. We went out to the practice field, and Deion Branch probably caught 20 passes that day. Like, he hadn't been with the Patriots since.
I remember that.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
And I came off the practice field, and we used to watch the film right after. I said to Tom, I was like, man, that was unbelievable. Like, you guys, have you been throwing? He's like, you know how many routes I've thrown to that guy? 50,000.
Wow.
I was like, whoa.
50,000.
He said, you know, in my backyard, out on the practice field.
Jeez.
In California. So that's how you develop trust. It's repetition over and over again. And we haven't had 50,000, but these guys have had a lot of repetition, and I think it's getting better.
And does it happen where a quarterback and a receiver got to get a hot hand, all of a sudden this guy all of a sudden becomes a really go-to target?
Yeah, I think sometimes. I mean, I think that happens sometimes, whether it's Skeet or Bond or somebody like that. That can happen. I think the big thing when that happens is really more at the running back position, Pete. Like, so, you know, Kai Robichaud I thought was definitely – the hot back last week. So I told Will, keep Kai in there because and it wasn't that the other guys weren't playing well. It was just that Kai was seeing it and he was downhill and he was getting positive yards every time we gave him the ball. So you got to stick with the hot back. That's more where that comes into play relative to the hot receiver.
Yeah. We didn't mention him. That was an oversight. I thought he was terrific.
Yeah, he was very tough.
Something that we had seen at the end of last year, especially in the Fenway Bowl.
Yeah.
The hard yards.
Playing with a bad ankle, very tough guy. Got good strength, good running ability, great guy, great kid. Very, very tough kid.
And you got a Pony Express back there. You know, it's not James and Dickerson, but you got you got the three-headed monster.
Yeah, we got some good back. We have a strong running back room. You know, you have Kai, you have Trayshawn Ward, you got Turbo, who I think is going to be really, really good freshman.
He is.
Day-Day, Detrell Jones from Catholic Memorial. He's a really, really dynamic player, too. It's hard to get everybody in the game. You know, it's hard to play all those guys, but eventually – we're going to eventually with that position because they get banged up, you know, every one of those guys is going to come up big for us, and some of them already have.
And if you're in a game and you got to run a two back, maybe a three back rotation, how long does it take you to figure out who's got the hot hand?
You know, with Kai, you could just kind of tell probably in the second quarter that this guy was definitely the, you know, the guy that could see it and was moving the line of scrimmage. You know, when you're on the sideline, it's hard to see. Relative to when I was, you know, I used to be in the press box, you know, you can see it a lot better. But on the sideline, you can see the line of scrimmage move in the running game. Like, you can see, like, man, we're moving the line of scrimmage, and this kid's seeing it, and he's gaining 6 yards a carry. That's the guy we got to stay with.
All right,
not the guys that are kind of, you know, dancing a little bit and not finding it.
Speed says dancing with the stars. In our final minute, you like that show.
Don't dance in the hole.
We should have, like, Pete-isms.
Oh, we have a lot of
them.
And meter-isms.
They write a book.
Between the two of us, we can write a book. Final minute. You've gone through it throughout the show, but what's the perfect formula for a victory?
I think we have to do a great job of staying on schedule on offense. We can't have a bunch of sacks, TFLs. That's not going to be good. We got to take care of the ball. We got to be very balanced defensively. We have to do as good a job as we can of containing the quarterback. When he starts running around, it's going to be very, very difficult. And I think that'll help us if we can do that. I think the big thing defensively is, like, can we stop the run on first down, you know, put him in long yardage, and, you know, hopefully that leads to a long third down. And that's really our formula. And then special teams, we got to do a great job of containing number four, the returner. And then we have to do a great job of trying to shake loose as the returner when we have a chance to on the punt return unit. So I think those are some of the keys.
There you have it, Coach. Always a pleasure. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Go
appreciate
get them. He's Pete Cronin. I'm Jami DeParel, Justin Turpin, Zach Coe back in the studio. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.